Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You want the lowdown on what's shaking up global markets right now, and you've given us a fascinating mix of stuff to dig into. News articles, energy reports, you even threw in some market analysis specific to Intumin.
Buckle up, we're going deep.
It's a lot to cover, that's for sure. From US-led diplomacy in Ukraine to trade wars heating up across the Atlantic, plus we've got some oil market predictions to unpack.
Yeah, it's a lot, but don't worry, that's what we're here for.
Right. Let's dive in.
Let's do it.
So first up, let's set the scene with what's happening geopolitically. We see U.S. diplomats making moves in Saudi Arabia, trying to broker a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine.
Right.
It seems like Ukraine's on board, but the big question is, will Russia play ball? This is a tense situation, and it could have huge implications. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's a delicate situation for sure. You've got to remember, the Middle East is a powder keg right now. Prisoner releases have stalled. Tensions are running high. A resolution in Ukraine, who knows? It could have ripple effects throughout the whole region.
Absolutely.
This just goes to show how interconnected these global conflicts really are.
For sure. One situation can impact another, even if they seem worlds apart. And speaking of interconnectedness, how about this escalating trade war between the U.S. and Canada?
Oh, yeah, that's getting interesting.
Ontario decided to back down on that tariff on electricity exports, which seems like a small win for the U.S. on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like, you know, just one move in a much bigger economic battle that's playing out.
You hit the nail on the head. It's just one piece of a very large puzzle. We're seeing similar, like, tit-for-tat tariffs between the U.S. and the European Union, right?
Right.
The U.S. slapped tariffs on European steel and aluminum, and naturally, the EU retaliated with tariffs of their own. These kind of actions, they have a way of escalating, and before you know it, global economic growth takes a hit, and we all end up paying higher prices for pretty much everything.
It's a domino effect, for sure.
Yeah.
And this all brings us to the oil market, which, let's face it, is on a bit of a roller coaster ride these days.
Oh, tell me about it.
The EIA, they're predicting record U.S. oil and natural gas production in 2025. They say it's driven by high demand and lower prices. Now, on the surface, this sounds like it could be good news for U.S. energy independence.
Potentially.
But is it really that simple?
Well, it's more complex than it appears. I mean, for example, you've got the CEO of Vitalwall. They're a major player in the energy market, and he's actually expressed some concerns about China's economic growth.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if China's construction sector starts to slow down, the demand for oil that's used in things like asphalt and plastics could take a nosedive.
I see.
And that could have a real impact on global oil prices.
So in a way, we've got these two opposing forces at play, right?
Sure.
We've got rising U.S. production that has the potential to push prices up, but then there's this uncertainty about China's economic growth that could pull them right back down.
Mm. Precisely. And then you throw in things like the fluctuating value of the U.S. dollar, which Reuters reported actually boosted oil prices on Wednesday. But even with that, concerns about a potential recession in the U.S. are putting a damper on those gains. It's a tug of war out there.
It sounds like oil investors are in for a bumpy ride. No matter which way you look at it, there are a lot of moving parts.
Oh, absolutely. And just to add another layer of complexity here, ANZ research indicates that even with all the economic worries, the short-term demand for oil is still strong. So that's actually helping to keep prices relatively stable for now.
So we're seeing a sort of balancing act.
You could say that. It's a complex supply and demand situation that we need to keep an eye on.
For sure. So with all these factors at play, what are some things that, you know, people should be paying attention to if they're trying to understand where oil prices might be headed?
Well, U.S. inflation reports are definitely something to watch closely. Those will give us some clues about potential interest rate changes, which can have a big impact. And of course, any announcements from OPEC regarding their production plans, those are going to be huge.
So these are the elements that could really swing the oil markets in one direction or another.
You got it.
All right, well, let's shift gears for a moment and zoom in on the bitumen market.
Okay.
Which, as we all know, is very closely tied to the oil market. And we've got some really interesting data here on bitumen prices across different markets.
Let's see what we've got.
All right, so Brent crude closed at $70.39, while Singapore's 180 CST hit $460. Then we see bitumen prices in Singapore and South Korea at $4.49 and $415 respectively, while Bahrain is holding steady at $420.
Okay.
And it looks like the overall price range is kind of settling somewhere between $410 and $440. What's your take on all these figures?
Well, I think a couple of trends are worth pointing out. First of all, it looks like India may see a price increase in mid-March.
Really?
Yeah, which could actually create a good situation for importers.
So potentially a good buying opportunity.
Exactly. Now, on the other hand, we're seeing something different happening over in Iran. The increased competition for vacuum bottom, that's a key ingredient in bitumen production. Well, all that competition ahead of the Persian New Year has actually driven bitumen prices up there.
Huh, interesting.
And to add to that, logistical challenges because of the upcoming holiday are also contributing to this upward pressure on prices.
It really is remarkable how something like a holiday celebration can actually impact global markets.
It's true. Sometimes we forget how interconnected everything is. And I think these trends in the bitumen market, especially that potential price rise in India and the holiday-driven bump in Iran, they're likely to continue over the next few weeks, at least through the third week of March.
So anyone involved in the bitumen market, they should be watching all of this very closely.
Without a doubt, understanding these trends, it's absolutely crucial for making informed decisions in this market. You really have to stay ahead of the curve.
Well, we've covered a ton of ground today, that's for sure. From the conflict in Ukraine and its potential to, really shake things up globally, to these ongoing trade wars and the constantly changing landscape of the oil and bitumen markets. It's a lot to take in.
It is.
So, before we wrap up, what would you say is the key takeaway you'd want our listeners to remember from our deep dive today?
I think the most important thing to remember is just how interconnected our world really is.
The web, isn't it?
Absolutely. Geopolitical events, economic trends, even things like local customs and holidays, they can all have a ripple effect that reaches across the globe and impacts markets everywhere.
It's fascinating, really.
It is. As you continue to learn about these developments and follow what's happening, I'd encourage you to think about this. How might things like the push for energy independence, the shadow of a potential recession looming, and just the interconnectedness of all these global events, how will these things shape not only commodity prices, but the entire geopolitical landscape?
That's a great point and a lot to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into global markets.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Stay curious out there, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.